USC's Josh Shaw. He may go from being hailed as a hero to held under suspicion of a crime. Uh-oh. Team captain, according to a press release from USC, suffered two high ankle sprains from allegedly jumping from a second-story balcony to save his seven-year-old nephew who was drowning. Well, that was the story as of Monday. This all allegedly happened Saturday night. Well, as of Monday, phone calls started rolling in to USC. So some people are saying that this is not exactly what happened.
Uh-oh.
In fact, Heather Brittany tweeted that Josh actually jumped out of a third-story window running from police after being involved in a domestic abuse situation. Now, they're saying that this guy here is a quality guy. We do know he's team captain. They're saying fifth-year senior, stand-up guy, coach. Everybody's speaking highly of this man, but if this is true, will he play football this year?
Nope.
Well, I mean, despite his high ankle sprains, I mean.
Nope.
Yeah, but a story like this, I mean, it takes so many people to be involved in this lie for it to work.
It's almost like, a, I mean, not comparing, but almost like the Manti Te'o joint.
I was just about to say
another catfish move, huh? Well, the school, of course, is looking into this, and from what I understand, police are looking into it as well. College football back. I'm watching Texas A&M facing South Carolina tomorrow night. And this is a very important college football season because, of course, it's the first one in which we're actually fighting down to the Final Four. Yeah, so this should be very interesting. Keeping it moving, you know, teams had to trim down from 90 to 75 in the NFL. Well, the good news is out of St. Louis, Michael Sam survived the first round of cuts. Now, not to be a hater, not to say he's not good. He did have a sack in the game the other night. But I didn't think they would cut him after the first one anyway, right?
Yeah, you can't.
Because everybody's watching.
It would look bad.
90 to 75. Now, we do know that roster has to get all the way down to 53. Now, will he survive?
Well, they said, from what I saw, they said it's between him and one other defensive lineman that they're choosing from. And he's had three sacks during the whole preseason, so...
So we'll see. Cowboys' Dez Bryant could get his new deal as soon as tomorrow. Word is Cowboys are ready to make Dez one of the highest paid in the league. So that means he will make, what, between 10 and 12 annually.
No, and no playoffs?
Playoffs?
They're not even good.
Wow.
Former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Rashawn Mendenhall said, yo, I'm supposed to be lost after football. But I'm not. We do know he won the Super Bowl in 09 with the Steelers. And right now, he's winning again. He's currently a writer for HBO.
That's what's up.
Wow. He said, I'm not supposed to be, but I am. In the NBA, T-Wolves owner. Now, listen, he's the latest hater. Why all the time when you lose your star, now you hating on that individual? Mm-hmm. He said, listen, Kevin Love is probably not a good fit for Cleveland. Because he doesn't play defense.
Oh, now he doesn't play defense?
You know, he's going to be exposed. You know, our team, we hit that. And lastly, get this. Former boxing champ Jermaine Taylor is currently in custody, from what I understand, charged with two felonies. His wife dialed 911 on Tuesday night. He apparently has been alleged that he shot his cousin several times.
Wow.
Now, it's unclear what happened from what I understand. The cousin and another individual showed up at Taylor's home, but the two are said to have been unarmed. So more details are coming out about this, but from what I understand, Jermaine Taylor arrested, charged with two felonies for shooting his cousin. Jeez. That's the sport straight from the streets.